from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tor Delco in media today. We're right out here on the street in media. Was that another noise you played there, Tucker?
Did I just hear another?
That was Jack's
chair. Okay, all right. We are in media right next to Spasso and La Katrina for Dining Under the Stars, brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco is a lot, and they're right. Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com. Joining us now, the great Larry Anderson. L.A., we were hoping that you could make all of us just sort of feel better. Big series, starts off last night, and we end up striking out 25 times and scoring one run and losing to the Braves, who have their entire roster's injured. So could you make me feel better about that?
Yeah, good talk. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
I
think we're just all waiting for this. I keep saying we just keep waiting to feel like we're watching the team that we started to have a lot of faith in a couple of months ago. And it just feels like they've been at this yin-yang where they give us a couple of games where we feel good and then a couple of games where we feel like we already felt. And they just can't string anything together. Have you been in a situation like that? What does that feel like? And is there a way out of it?
I haven't been around a team that is, I've been on bad teams that were never good. But to be on a team that was the best in baseball for 3 months and then be one of the worst in baseball for a month or so, I can't say as I've been around that. I don't know. It's baffling is what it is. It's something. I don't know. I don't know the history of good teams or really good teams playing really bad for so long. I'm sure it's happened before, but to this extent, I don't know. I just don't. For me, it just looks like it's a team that's right now not capable of hitting good pitching at all. Mm-hmm. And facing these teams in the upper echelon, the top bracket teams, that they, most of them, the reason they're there is because they have good pitching. And we went 4 out of 6 against the Marlins and the Nationals. But that's the Marlins and Nationals. They're not one of the, they're not above 500 teams or teams that, looking for the playoffs. And so we held our own there, but when was the last time we played really good? I guess the Dodgers on the road, they won 2 out of 3. but their pitching has been decimated as well. So, I mean, I don't understand it. I don't know what it is. I mean, part of it is I hate to put it on, you know, two or three guys, but there's two or three guys that at the bottom of the lineup, the lineup's not getting extended. And I think that's one of the problems. And if you think about all the talk about Rojas and struggling and that, he's hitting better than Marsh and Stott. That should kind of alarm people. It does me. You don't see great at bats. We're not seeing grinding them out. We're, you know, swinging at pitches in the dirt. I don't have any answers. We keep thinking, well, they're going to come out of it. They're going to come out of it. And they keep saying they're going to come out of it. But it's like, okay, when? And, you know, nobody has the answers but those guys. And they can say, yeah, we're going to come out of it. They can say it all they want. But I can say that, you know, I'm a Cy Young winner too. But until I prove it, nobody's going to believe me. And I think that's what we need to see. We need to see results instead of just talking that we can do it.
I'll tell you the other thing that is, I don't know if surprise is the right word. I guess I'm surprised at the level in which they play on the road versus how they play at home. It's just sometimes we just don't seem to have the same energy level when they're on the road. They're two games above 500 on the road. Where there are nearly, 18, 19 games above 500 at home. What is it with this team? Is there something to the whole being at home versus being on the road? They just don't seem to play the same way. They almost seem like they rely. I know Bryce talks about how excited he is when they're on the way back home and feeding off the energy of the crowd. I'm starting to wonder, particularly with him, because this is what I'm really focused on. He's not hitting well on the road. He's 30 points lower on the road than he is at home, and I'm wondering what is that with not just him, but with this team in particular.
Yeah, I that's a great question because I agree with you 100%. I don't know. I mean, again, if we were playing two better teams at home than we did in the last series, I'd be like, well, I'm not so sure we would have hit any better at home. But it's just, I don't know. I have no idea. And I don't see the, obviously when you're not scoring, you feel like, you know, it's easy to say, well, they're not trying or they don't care or that, you know, there's no energy. Well, when you're getting shut down, it always looks like that, you know? It doesn't matter. You can go back and look at the Eagles last year. I mean, they were one of the best teams in the game, and then all of a sudden, what happened? It's like guys didn't stop caring. Guys didn't stop trying. Is it a matter of they just weren't that good, or they weren't playing as good at teams, or did something happen? They just fell apart. I mean, I look at this team, and I'm like, there's so much talent here. And even John Middleton mentioned, you know, these guys have to be accountable to the city, to the organization, to the team, to the fans. And you'd like to see them be accountable, but I don't know. The only way you're accountable is by winning, really, or you know, coming out and just saying, hey, I stink right now. I mean, I remember Scott Rolen saying, hey, will you do me a favor? Will you just, when he was struggling, he had struggled for about 10 days, and he came up to me when I was doing TV, and he said, will you do me a favor? Will you just mention on the air how bad I am? Just tell people that I realize I stink. And I was like, yeah, if you really want me to. He goes, yeah, I absolutely
do. LA said, no problem. Was thinking it for 10 days.
Yeah.
I mean, I would almost love to see somebody come out and say that. Instead of, you know, we're resilient and, you know, we're going to fight back and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. It's like, why didn't somebody come out and say that to me or to Krucky? Like, hey, why don't you just tell the people on the air we stink? Because that's what everybody's thinking. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's I get texts from people constantly from huge fans that love the Phillies. But there's, you know, there's a few that say, well, I think we're going to win. I hope they do good in Atlanta or whatever. But the majority of them are like, this team just stinks right now. What is it? What's going on? I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. I wish I knew. I wish they knew. But it's, I hate that sounds so derogatory, but I'm talking like from a fan standpoint. I don't think fans are thinking much different than what I'm saying right now is that, you know, they're just not playing good. We're not seeing grinding out at bats. We're not seeing, you know, working pitchers. And I know the guy was good last night, but we swung through a few pitches, and we you know, swung at a number of pitches that never had a chance to be a strike. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Well, L.A., you've mentioned the approach at the plate, not grinding out at bats, so on and so forth. People bring up Kevin Long's name, the hitting coach. How much of the – because it seems like it is a team-wide issue, approach-wise, honestly. It doesn't seem like it's one or two guys. How much of that is him, and how much of an influence can he have over the everyday players?
You know, if he sees something that the guy's doing wrong or something like that, I think it's something I think he can correct. I think he's a very good hitting coach, or he has been. His career, his track record's pretty good. But if he doesn't see something mechanical, the rest of it, the mental part of it's up to the hitter. I mean, to me, you go up there and I know I talked about it a lot on this last homestand that we did some little things good. We moved some runners. We had men on second, nobody out. We hit the ball on the right side some, you know, a few times, not all the time. But I mean, the one thing I question is like, is any of that stuff ever talked about? Cause I know the games come down to walks, strikeouts and home runs. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to, or that's the way it's being taught. You know, strikeouts for pitchers throwing 100 miles an hour. And then, you know, if you get the guys like that, they don't have the command. So you're walking. And then it's the long ball. Like, There's rarely talk about bunting. And when first and second, nobody out, we go up there and strike out and maybe strike out back to back. And then it's like, oh, wow. Like, what about if, and then maybe a fly ball. What about if we bunt a guy over? What if we bunt two guys over? Can't we do that? Especially if we're down at the bottom of the order with guys that are struggling, we can't have them bunt. You know, even if they do it on their own, try and drag bunt or whatever. I don't know. But it's to the approach is when I go up there, I see sometimes guys will go up there and they'll swing at pitches at, a foot inside, first pitch, or a pitch down and away in the dirt. I'm like, when they went to the plate, did they honestly look where that – is that a pitch they were looking for, a pitch that was going to hit them if they didn't swing, but yet they swing at it, like first pitch? To me, that just speaks volumes to – I'm going up there and I'm swinging. If I see a pitch coming towards the plate, I'm going to swing. And sometimes that's what it looks like. Not everybody, mm-hmm. but a few guys have done that. And for me, it's just like, I know guys are anxious. Guys want to do a lot. They want to do more, whatever. But if you go up there with a plan, you have a better chance of executing it if you have a plan in your mind, I think. But, you know, I don't know if they're going up there with the plan, if they're saying I'm going to hit the ball to the right side, I'm going to move some runners, I'm going to, you know, man on third, less than two outs, I'm going to try and lift the ball. Maybe they do, I don't know, but it doesn't appear that there's always a plan when they go to the plate, and that's kind of baffling. So if it's a mechanical thing, I think Kevin Long can help him, but if it's just a mental thing, you can talk to him, but he can't go up there and swing the bat for him or work a pitcher like you'd expect. Now, what was it, the second inning last night, he threw a bunch of pitches, or third inning, whatever. And then the next inning, he's like seven pitches, he's out of the inning. Like,
yeah.
Well, how'd that happen? I don't know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
L.A., the last question, the Alvarado issue. He's obviously been struggling for a long time, walks the bases loaded, and Topper leaves him in there, ends up walking a run in. What did you think of the decision to leave him in there, and is there anything he's still throwing hard. Is there anything you see from him that leads you to believe that there is a way out of whatever he's in right now?
I think Stalker touched on it last night, just his body language. Right out of the chute, it just wasn't good, and you could see him struggling and shrugging his shoulders. And right now, I don't know if Albie believes that he can get somebody out, and I think that's a huge issue. That, you know, I was a little surprised that Thompson kept him in, but if you've got Lazar coming, you know, behind him, that's a tough situation to bring him into. And I think that's why he probably stayed with Albie. But, I mean, if a guy's up here, then he's going to have to be thrown into the fire at some point and figure it out. As far as a young pitcher coming in behind Albie. But Albie, I think right now, to me, it just looks like his confidence is gone. Like he's throwing a ball up there expecting to either walk a guy or give up a hit. And you got to have that, you know. We see him sometimes finish an inning or finish a hitter off and pumping his fist. That's kind of gone right now. Because he's searching for what's going on. He threw some good cutters, but the cutter only helps, I think, if you establish your fastball. I think you could kind of see that with Lopez last night. He had a 97, 98 fastball. And so you got to, you know, be aware of that because he's throwing strikes. But if he's not throwing strikes with his fastball, then you're not going to chase his slider. And I think with Albie, I think he's not consistently commanding his fastball. And so they're just kind of spitting on the cutter at times. And if they get behind, I mean, if he gets behind the hitters are like, I'm just going to wait till he throws me a strike. They're putting the issue back on Alvarez or Alvarado, and he's got to figure it out. I'm not saying it's easy. I've been through situations or times where, you know, you get to a point where it's like, man, have I lost it? Am I ever going to pitch again? Am I ever going to get anybody out again? And those things go through your mind. And I guarantee you that they can say, I believe in myself, I blah, blah, blah. And I can say the same thing too. But it certainly doesn't look like it when I was going through struggles and I couldn't throw a strike. And so you question yourself, and once you do that, you're almost already defeated. I think you have to get back to thinking, to me, the thought precedes the action. You have to eliminate, I can't, or I have to, and you have to go with, I'm going to. I'm going to throw this pitch right here. And I think, I mean, that's something I learned from Lefty, about the thought precedes the action. If you think, well, I can't walk this guy, you're going to walk him, most likely. Or if you think, oh, I can't hang this cutter, you're going to hang it. And so you have to get that thought process switched around. You have to force yourself and sometimes maybe even lie to yourself a little bit and go, I can do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to throw this fastball right here. I'm going to throw this cutter right here and believe it. And if you don't, I mean, you're in trouble if you throw the pitch. You have to throw it with conviction. And I don't think he's at a point that he's doing that right now.
Well, L.A., I don't want to hear you upset, but I can tell you this. I do think because fans are as frustrated, they feel good hearing you be frustrated too. And it's not – well, it's just – it makes them feel like they're not crazy. So I think it is – again, I like – you know, the guys play me the highlights all the time of super excited L.A., and I can't wait to hear that in the playoffs. However, frustrated L.A. when everybody else is frustrated, I think is a – I think makes everyone feel like they're not crazy, as I said. So that part is appreciated. I don't want you to be mad any longer, but upset now, I think it's – you know, I think it works. So I appreciate it.
Well, they win the next two games down in Atlanta and turn things around and get them back on a positive note on the road, I think would be huge. I think they can do it. It's just a matter of they have to go out and do it and show us that they are going to do it. And then the frustration will wear off.
All right, brother. Well, thank you. Your lips to God's ears. Let's take the next two and make pretend this game never happened. So, all right, L.A.
Sounds good, brother.
See you, man. Right. The Alvarado thing feels like we're going to have to get lucky him to – and it is
a hope and a prayer right now.
Well, because it doesn't seem like it's stuff. Really? I mean, I don't know, Jackie expert.
I think it's a stuff decline.
Really?
Yeah. Like I think it's confidence too, but I think like we're not seeing the 101 bowling ball kind of sinker.
Right.
Like it's a lot more he's just trying to get in on guys.
Yeah.
Whereas when he's at his peak he would get in, but he'd also get to righties, he'd be able to throw that pitch on the outside and locate it. Like it's more. We've seen more 96s from Alvarado than we've seen in the last couple of years.
Well, yeah, and then when he loses that little bit on the stuff, I imagine he's trying to be too precise,
right?
And that's why he's throwing.
It just looks flatter to me.
I was never more sure that a pitcher was going to walk a batter than I was when the bases were loaded and he was in there for that fourth guy. And again, I don't have a problem with Topper leaving him in there, but I knew he was going to walk that guy. You know, I knew it. As much as I knew in the top of the eighth that Bryce was going to strike out. And, like, I thought they were going to go down on three strikeouts on nine pitches, actually.
What was it, 10?
It was 10 pitches, three outs on 10 pitches. Yeah, yeah.
Not bad.
215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown. You're on WIP. What up, Chris?
Guys, it's an honor to foul L.A. I think he speaks for all of us. There's not much more you could probably say, but, you know, let's try and do it anyway.
Yeah, are you, where is your belief level like, as far as a playoff team?
So I still believe, although I believe differently. Earlier in the year, I believe that, you know, this was just an insane run. They were clearly much different level than anybody else in Major League Baseball. And, you know, they were going to be the team that just kind of walked through and just kind of stomped all over everybody. And now I just realize that they're in the pack with everybody else, and they are human. I still believe in this team. I still believe they're a contender. But kind of going back what Ike was talking about earlier, hey, I just think that it's more realistic. You know, they got that, you know, Spike, you might have said that 10% shot. I believe they have that shot. But, yeah, they're in the mix with everybody else. But speaking of Ike, I need some clarification on your opening rant, which was phenomenal, but you said something, and I need some information. You said you called them red light district players. What? Red light district players.
He was cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost corrected myself in the middle of that, but I didn't really want to correct myself in the middle of that. So I'm glad you caught on to that, though. Just straight red light players. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Is it red light district?
Yes. That is red light district. Yes. That is that. No. Yes. Okay. That is not what I meant.
Okay. Sitting too close to Jack.
Yes.
For, you know, we've had all these remotes, you know.
My antenna went up. Oh. Yeah.
So I just looked up what it was. I didn't know that's what it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was already in the flow. I couldn't go back. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, hey, thanks for pointting it out, though. Yes.
Well, yeah. You know, that's what I'm here for, man.
Accountability. Yes. Accountability.
Accountability. And listen, to Jerry, that phone call was very Herb-esque. Very her best call by Jerry, the truck horn guy.
Yeah, he was in his own zone today.
Yeah, and you know what? He had to go eventually. Unfortunately for us, he couldn't give us any more time. But, yeah, it was an all-timer from Jerry. And by the way, I would like to see Jack versus Jerry, pitcher versus pitcher versus batter.
D2 versus
semi-pro.
Semi-pro. Yeah.
Do you think you could strike out Chuck Horn Jerry?
Oh!
Thank you for the call, Chris.
I would hope I'd be able to get out.
Okay.
Yeah. I would hope so. Again, I've lost all count. I'm like Alvarado right now.
Yeah. I would like to see it.
For a guy who brings up his pitching days
from time to time. I bring up high school.
Yeah. You bring it up, but you don't have much confidence in your ability to throw a baseball right now.
No, I don't. Yeah. Well, the other problem is that people mock me when I bring up my baseball career. So like, I try not to make it about me.
Well, Polk High, you bring it up all the time.
Polk High,
well,
yeah.
Well, sometimes I think it's funny.
Yeah. All right.
See, you're that guy that talks about what he did in high school.
Good old days.
Just because I never lost a high school playoff game does not mean. Like, some guys have clutch genes, some guys don't.
I keep thinking of the different afternoon show T-shirts. One that is a high school varsity jacket. Jack's high school varsity jacket would also be a good T-shirt.
I like it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good T-shirt for sure.
So coming up next.
2 years varsity.
Yep.
Love that guy. Love that guy.
Coming up next, you know, we missed out on a perfect Jalen Hurts.
Oh, damn.
He did throw an interception today. However, we will talk about the implications.
Yeah, let's talk about something that makes us happy.
Yes. Of his preseason and what the record means moving forward with Elliott Shore Parks. That'll be next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're in media for Tor Delco, Dining Under the Stars. We are right here, like right next to the sidewalk, right next to Spasso. Providence Animal Center here till 4 o'clock with a little puppy minnow who is yet to be adopted, which is a shame. By the way,
come on out.
They will be here till 4. And you also have your chance to show up, put your name in the hat to be in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Remember, you got to be available for the draft. But if you stop by, you have a chance to actually be in the league. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.